Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, episode 4. It's such a privilege to be able to share God's word with you. In episode 3, we looked at 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 to 5, where Paul the Apostle was dealing with division within the church in Corinth. I read, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk to you as though you belonged to the world, as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature," or some translations say your flesh. "You are jealous of one another and quarreling with each other. Doesn't that prove that you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? When one says, 'I am a follower of Paul,' and another says, 'I follow Apollos,' aren't you acting like people of the world? After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servant through whom you believed the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us." The believers were at odds with each other. There were rifts within the Christian community. They were boasting in men, as 1 Corinthians 3:21 states. I'm in Paul's camp. I'm in Apollos' camp. They were obsessed with personality, something we still do today. It is kind of funny though. When we reflect on this issue, some of them had enough sense to say they belong to Christ. Check out 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. Paul addressed the issues head on. But there is something I want to pick up on. He called them babes, infants, worldly. He said they were acting like people of the world. The bottom line is, their actions did not match their new life in Christ. Their attitude was like that of an unbeliever. I repeat, their attitude was like that of an unbeliever. Please bear in mind, 1 and 2 Corinthians wasn't written to unbelievers or atheists. It was written to Christians, blood-washed believers, people who he referred to as saints in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. As stated in my previous podcast, it shows that the early Christians were not flawless, faultless, picture-perfect individuals. They had issues, just like we do in church today. The question I want to ask you is, are you content with being a babe in Christ? Do you want to continue with milk? Or do you want to grow in your walk with the Lord? Paul told the church they were not ready for solid food. They could only consume milk. It shows their level of maturity. Simply put, they were not mature. They were baby Christians. They just couldn't handle all the other stuff he wanted to share with them. Their actions revealed where they were spiritually. They were carnal. The writer of Hebrews used a similar analogy when addressing the recipient of his letter. Take some time to read Hebrews 5:11-6:3. He said there was much to say in verse 11, but his audience were dull and unable to receive what he was trying to get across to them. In verse 12, he says that they ought to have been teachers, but instead it seems he would have to go over the basic principles of God's oracles with them. It was then that he said they needed milk, not solid food. They were simply not mature. In fact, in verse 13, he said, "Those who live on milk are unskilled in the word of righteousness." The whole thing seems to suggest that he expected a level of growth from them, but in reality, they hadn't shifted despite the passage of time. Most parents can relate to this. When we have children, we look forward to seeing them blossom. We nurture them. We educate them. We want them to grow to become well-rounded individuals. We wouldn't want them to continue wearing nappies for the rest of their lives. We certainly would not want them to keep feeding on milk. We have dreams and aspirations that they will contribute meaningfully to the world that they live in one day. Our Heavenly Father is no different. He wants us to grow.
He wants us to grow in grace and grow in our knowledge of Him. 2 Peter 3:18. He wants us to mature in Christ. He wants us to share the message of His love with the world. He wants us to contribute meaningfully to the growth and development of other believers. Some of us are experts when it comes to planning our finances, impressive when planning career goals. We even go as far as scheduling regular exercise, regardless of how overloaded our schedules are. There is nothing wrong with these things. However, I would also like to encourage you to pencil in time for growth. Pencil in time for your spiritual growth. It should be top of your list. Our spiritual lives matter. I would just like to close by reading this scripture by Paul the Apostle in his letter to Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:7 to 8. I'm reading the NIV. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some good value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise both for the present life and the life to come. Praise God. There is nothing wrong with hitting the gym from time to time or on a regular basis. You will definitely benefit physically. It will help you trim the fat, get rid of those love handles, and keep you in shape. These pluses will enhance our life here. However, godliness or training in righteousness will not only profit you in this life, but also in the life to come. Well, this is Pastor O signing out. Hope you've been blessed by this episode. If you have, please share it with others. Facebook it, WhatsApp it, tweet it, or forward it by text. Have a wonderful week. Until next time, remember, it's all about Christ in you expressing Himself through you. God bless you.